那么我讲的题目呢是哥林多前书第二章。
So today the topic I'd like to share with everyone is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
就是做一个属灵的人。
Be a spiritual man.
那今天呢我们的经文里面呢就会讲到圣经里面所说的三种不同的人。
And so today in the scripture that we will go over, we'll talk about the three kinds of men.
那我稍微先给各位再复习一下，就是哥林多前书这本书稍微有一个让你们有一个概念。
So as a quick review, just want to go over the background for the First Corinthians.
那哥林多前书呢是保罗在第三次巡回布道的时候，他在以弗所的地方所写的书信。
So the book of First Corinthians is the third. It's written during Paul's third round of mission, and at the time he was staying at the Ephesians. Yeah,
yeah. 那么在这个时候呢，因为哥林多的教会发生了一些很大的难处，那么教会的弟兄呢，有三个弟兄呢，就来到以弗所告诉了保罗。
So at the time, the church in Corinthian is experiencing going through a lot of trials, and so there's these three brothers who came to visit Paul.
那大概是在他第三次的这个布道快要结束的时候，大概主后57年左右。
So this is during near the end of Paul's third mission, so about 57 AD.
所以你看到这个书信里面呢，就讲出他们有不同的问题。那第一个，我们上次讲过，第一章就讲到纷争他们彼此之间呢就分不同的派别，我属保罗的我属这个亚波罗的认识，甚至还有人说我是属基督的，更加的属灵的。
And so in the first chapter, these brothers share with Paul their troubles. And then, so as we saw in the first chapter, they discuss how the church were being split and they were having arguments. And first of all, it's about who they each belong to. Some claims that they belong to Paul, some claim they belong to Apollo, and the others, or even more spiritual, they say they are of Christ.
所以教会就好像变成一个俱乐部一样，里面有各自的利益，那么就各自在那边彼此的嫉妒就出现纷争了。
And so the church has become almost like a club, and each person has their own agenda and trying to seek out for their own benefits.
那么另外还有更严重的，就是有淫乱的啦，还有彼此相告的啦，那么还有更多其他问题。那我们在后面你看到整本书信都要讲一些他们的问题，还有根据他们的所发问的，有一些是有关复活的事情啦，有关恩赐怎么使用啦等等之类教会建立的问题。
And also that there are various other trouble as well, trouble with morality or jealousy, and also there are different discussion on matters of gifts and everything's all about.
那我们如果看的话，就好像不认为这是一个教会，好像这个是已经堕落到不是教会的地步了。我们会有这种感觉。如果你读第一次读的话，你会有这种很深的感觉。
So if you're reading this book for the first time.You may walk away with the feeling that it seems like church is no longer a church anymore at that point.
但是呢，圣经就告诉我们，保罗的话不是这样说。保罗说，你们是神荣耀的教会，而且神要把你们做成荣耀的教会。那么神的旨意在你们当中是要你们得着荣耀，这是他所二章七节所说的，预定我们得荣耀。这是保罗给他们的一个信息。
But yet, that is not the message that Paul.Has for the church at that time, but rather has he said that you are the glorious church of God and you will receive glory per chapter 2 verse 7.
好，那我上次讲了一些第一章，我们第二章讲到大概是保罗说我只知道基督并他钉十字架，也就是跟随这么多问题呢，如果一个问题要去解决，那根本的核心的问题是说你们不认识基督，也不认识十字架，这是整个核心的问题。所以保罗就从这个开始出发。
And so now comes chapter 2, and the central theme of chapter 2 is in verse 2. He says, For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And he basically said that the reason why you're experiencing all these things, these troubles, are because you don't truly know Christ.
好，那我们今天呢要读的是，我们先读哥林多前书的第二章，请各位打开第二章。
So we'll first read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's turn to chapter 2.
我们从第六节我们要念到第三章的第三节。
And we'll read from chapter 2 verse 6 until chapter 3 verse 3.
我想我们有英文的，所以我们就中文英文各读一次好不好，这样会比较清楚一点。
And so because we also have English speakers here, so we'll read English and Chinese each time, so that will be more clear.
好啊。好, 第, 啊、好的，我们从第六节开始。好，然而在完全的人中我们也长智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败望之人的智慧。我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。因为圣灵渗透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事呢？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。然而属血气的人不能领会，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。属灵的人能看透万事，却没有人能看透了他。谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体照着世人的样子行吗？好，我们就到这里。
Okay, so English, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6 until chapter 3 verse 3. Let's start. Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature. A wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For if they understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, things which eyes has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, and so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with the spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men?
好，那这段呢，我大概给它分成这几个小段哈，从第二章的第六到第九节。
So, in this passage, I separate them into roughly three parts. The first part starts from chapter 2, verse 6 to verse 9.
那么这讲的是世上的智慧跟从神来的智慧，从世上的灵跟从神来的灵。
And I talk about the wisdom of the world and versus the wisdom from God, and also things from the world and things from God.
然后他说呢，神奥秘的智慧呢，从前是隐藏的，但在今天呢，已经显明了。什么呢？这个奥秘是什么呢？就是要预定我们得到荣耀。
And the what used to be mystery has now been revealed. And what is that mystery? And the mystery is that we are predestined to receive glory.
好，那么第十节开始到第十三节，还有十五节呢？这边讲到是说，属神的人啊，属于神的儿女，有从神来的灵，所以我们可以认识神，知道神的事情。
And so from verse 10 to 13 and 15, it says that as children of God, because we have the Spirit from God, so we therefore we know God.
那么另外一种人叫做第十四节讲了说属血气的人不能领会神圣灵的事。
And then in verse 14, there's the other kind of man who is defined as the natural man, does not accept the things of the Spirit of God.
那第三章呢，第一到第三节讲的是属肉体的。
And then in chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, it talk about the fleshly body.
所以这里已经第三章第一节已经说了啊，属肉体的人是在基督里为婴孩。
And so here in verse 1 it said, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Christ.
好，所以呢，我们第一个啊投影片就告诉我们说，在这几节圣经里面呢，讲到在神面前呢，我们啊有不同的生命，那么就不同的这个啊，一个是叫做属血气的人，一个叫属灵的人。那另外一个是叫做这个啊，属肉体的人，这三种人。
And so in these passages, we see that the Bible describes that there are different type of man. So we have the natural man, the carnal man, and the spiritual man.
那属血气的人基本上是没有得救的，就是没有接受神的救恩叫属血气的人。
So basically, those who have not received the salvation, they're called a natural man.
那属肉体的人就是说他是已经有神的灵。但是他是像婴孩一样的，还没有长大，所以他的行为呢，还跟婴儿一样。他有生命的，可是像婴儿一样的。
And for the carnal man, so these are the people who have the life of God, Christ, but then yet they are still very much in their flesh, so that they behave as if like they're infants.
那属灵的人就是说，他有神的生命，而且他会照着圣灵的形式，已经慢慢长大，可以慢慢认识神。所以他的生活呢就会受到圣灵的带领。
And so for the spiritual man is that they have the life of God inside of them, and then they are able to receive instructions from the Spirit and execute on those and live that life.
那为什么会有这样子呢？我们就要从神造我们人的这个构造上稍微了解一下，就像有一点像这个背景。
And so how come that is? And to understand that, we must look at the mystery of how we're created.
那我们人被造是从地上的尘土造成我们的身体。
So we're made originally from dust.
那神呢，从我们的鼻子鼻孔吹一口气，我们就成了，就神就让我们里面有个灵，那就人就成了有灵的活魂，圣经这样写。
And then through our nose we got breath.This breath of life into us, and from that point we have the spirit, and so we have a soul, and that's how we become alive, as described in the Bible.
那我们人本来应该要拣选生命树，如果生命树吃进来了，神的生命就在我们的灵的里面就有生命了。所以我们的灵本来是一个容器，是空的。神造人的时候呢，他只放一个灵的容器进来，是空的。这空要装什么呢？要装神的生命。所以他要我们吃生命树，而不要选择。 分别善恶树，记不记得圣经里面有这样讲？
And so originally, God designed us as a vessel with nothing inside, and with the Spirit, and then we were supposed to eat from the tree of life so that we may have life. We're not supposed to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So that was the original intent, if you recall from the very beginning of the Bible.
那么伊甸园里面有三种不同的果子，一个是各样的树，记不记得？还有各样的树的果子，你们都可以吃。
So in the Garden of Eden, there are three types of trees. There, first of all, there's every tree good for food. So basically, you could eat from those.
那些是要喂养我们的身体的，让我们的肉体可以满足，我们的身体啊可以得到喂养。
And so those are used to nourish our physical or fleshly body so that it may receive nutrients so that it could grow.
那另外两棵树，一个是分别善恶树。分别善恶知识的树，一个是生命树。那生命树呢，吃进来会在哪里呢？在我们灵的这个位置上。
And so then the other two trees that remains are tree of life and tree of knowledge and good and evil. So if you eat from the tree of life, it will go into and stay in our spirit.
那如果是那个分别善恶知识树的话，吃进来会在我们的魂的这个部位呢，就会长大了。
But if we eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then it will stay in our soul and cause that to grow.
那神本来要我们是我们的灵，来让我们的魂的部位，魂是代表我们这个人的知啊理性、感性跟意志，就我们整个人的发表是在我们的魂里面的。那魂应该要受到灵的管制的话，那魂在叫我们的人去行为，这样是一个正确的人。
And our soul is supposed to be in charge of our emotions, our will, and growth. So originally how it's supposed to be is that the spirit is above the soul and that it passes on to allow the soul to act, to act out the spirit's will. That's how it's supposed to work.
但是因为我们人没有去吃生命树啊，没有还没有机会吃，就吃的分别善恶树啊，知识，那就让我们这个魂长大了。那我们就被神逐出伊甸园，这个灵跟神就没有交通，就已经没有灵的这个功能的。这时候呢，人就受到什么？人的魂就受到肉体的影响了。一个人的行为就完全受到肉体的影响，这是人今天的光景。
But because we didn't eat from the tree of life, but rather we ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and so the soul grew, and so and because of that.Then we were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, and so the spirit would no longer had connection with God, and so the soul was influenced by the flesh.
好，那么圣经有一个地方我可以让你们看一下，就是你们去听就好。罗马书的第八章的十六节说呢。
So in Romans chapter 8, verse 16,
圣灵和我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。
So in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it says, The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
因为我们在夏令会的时候有个姐妹好像就问这个问题，所以我就回答她一个问题。那我想我们当中也许还是有些人对这个不是很认识，就我们人的灵呢跟神的灵是不同的东西，人的灵需要承载圣灵装，那如果不接受主耶稣基督的话，圣灵就不能进来，所以这样的人他的灵就是死的，没有神的灵啊，这样知道吗？所以我们的灵跟神的灵是不一样的东西。所以我们对不起，
讲。So basically, there's a sister who asked me this question during the summer retreat, and that how I answer is that the there's a difference between the spirit of God and spirit of man.
那OK. 所以我们一般的人，我们对这个不太清楚。那如果你要想清楚一点的话，你就对这个经文记着，去看一下，研究一下，就知道圣灵和我们的灵同证，我们是神的儿女。我们的灵跟神的灵合作，就可以证明我们自己是神的儿女。我们就有证据，我们就有把握，我们就有 assurance。
So if you're not very clear on this, then go and meditate upon this passage that the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. If you have any doubt, go read this passage.
好，那我们先看一下属血气的人是什么呢？
So let's take a first look at what is the natural man.
就是第二章的十四节说，属血气的人。
And that is in chapter 2, verse 14.
不领会神圣灵的事。
And it says,A natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God.
反倒以为愚拙。
For if they are of foolishness to him.
并且不能知道。
And he cannot understand them.
所以一个属血气的人就是说是一个没有得救人，基本上就是没有得救人，对神的事情是认为愚拙的。
So a natural man is someone who hasn't been saved yet, so he views things of God as foolishness.
所以呢，在第一章的第十八节说，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙。And
so also in chapter 1 verse 18 it says, for the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
那么这个叫属血气的人，我们基督徒如果 已经有接受主了，虽然我们可能活在肉体里面，但是你不会说主的十字架是愚拙的，你会接受主的十字架，因为他是你的救主，他是为你死，他的宝血为你赦免罪，这个一般我们都接受了。虽然我们是一个小生命很小，虽然是个重生的刚生的基督徒，这是不同的光景。And
so as a carnal man, that means we're saved. We have the spirit inside of us, so that even though we may be infant because we're still living in the flesh, but we will not view things from God as foolishness.
那么这样子的基督徒呢，跟属血气有什么差别呢？这样基督徒他是可以教导的，他是对神的事情可以慢慢解开的。那一个属血气的人的话，你怎么样讲他都是拒绝的，根本没有那个灵可以来解开神的话，所以这有个差别在这里。
So what's the difference between the natural man and the carnal Christians or carnal man? And the difference is that as a carnal man, he could be taught. Because he has the spirit there, so he could be taught and he could grow and mature. But for the natural man, he doesn't have that spirit, and so there's no way for him to grow.
那么他还不能吃干粮，他只能吃这个牛奶。
And as a carnal man, he can't eat solid food yet, and he still had to drink milk.
如果你没有小孩，大家都有小孩都知道，小孩那在还没有长成之前呢，第一个没有牙齿。 第二个，他很多东西没有抗体，他还不能接受有些东西，所以某些东西他是不能接受的。So
if you're a parent, you know that you know as your kid growing up while they're still babies, because first of all they don't have teeth and teeth, but they had to when they first started out, they have to drink milk. They can't take solid food yet.
那像有些像譬如说婴儿一岁以下，听说不能吃蜂蜜。
I also heard that, for example, babies under 1 year old, they can't take honey. They can't eat honey.
我们对这个不太知道，因为我们以前没有这个问题。那女儿就跟我们讲说，一岁以前不能给我们的孙女吃蜂蜜，所以我们就说，哦，蜂蜜它不能吃的，因为它没有那个身体的这个系统还不能消化这个蜂蜜里面的成分。So
we didn't know this before, but our daughter told us that babies under 1 year old, you're not supposed to give them honey because their system still couldn't quite break down the things that are within in honey.
那我们如果给她吃的话，反而对她是会产生过敏啊，可能身体反而伤害的。
So if we gave her honey to eat, if she's less, if the baby's less than 1 year old, then it might cause her harm to have a reaction, allergic reaction, or other things.
所以呢，在肉体属肉体的这个基督徒呢，就是婴儿的基督徒，他还不能吃干粮，所以我们就要小心的喂他。做一个父母的对孩子也是一样，婴儿你要很小心的。所以我们有些初信的基督徒，我们就要用比较简单的。 话或者什么来说给他们听。
And so as carnal Christians, they still couldn't eat solid food yet, so we had to feed them milk. And so like Christians who just became believers, we need to use more simpler words to explain things to them.
那也许有些基督徒他已经是很多年了，10年、20年，还是一样的是过一个跟世人没有分别的，但他常来教会，他也常听，讲道他也都点头。 这些讲的话，他都能够点头领受。有没有这样基督徒呢？我相信是有的，我不敢说很多，但我相信是有的。And
then also there are these other type of other group of Christians who they've been Christian for 10-20 years, yet they still live in the flesh. And but they'll come to church Sundays and they'll listen to message and they're not.
因为这样基督徒怎么样？他说：“耶稣基督拯救我了，可以上天堂，非常高兴，赞美主，哈利路亚。”And
so for this Christian, they care most about they still stay at the stage where, Lord Jesus Christ saved me, so I could go to heaven, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
但现在生活呢，就靠我自己的，主你就不用管了。现在地上生活呢，就我自己来管理就好了。But
yet in regards to your own life on earth, they'll still say that it's okay. I live my own life. I'll take care of myself. You don't have to worry about it.
我记得我刚开始信主也是类似这样子，因为想主是天上的神，他怎么会知道我很多生活小事呢？他怎么会管理我的生活？所以呢，还是照我自己生活行，就是会这样的想法，因为认为主是天上的，那主只为我舍命了。 那么没有想到说主是为我们生活上，还是要救我们脱离生活很多的问题。
And so I was in the same way when I first became a believer. I felt that Jesus, he's in the heavens. So he would know the kind of the earthly things I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So that was my thought, not realizing that God wants us to save us from living this worldly life.
那另外一种基督徒就是说，他是体贴肉体，他也知道圣灵将他感动，他也知道神的话责备他，但他怎么样呢？他就抗拒了，他就压抑下去，他就是肉体大，有这样，也是有这样的，他不是不知道了，是知道神责备他，但他就是慢慢的消灭圣灵感动，这是另外一种问题。
And then there are the other group of Christians that they are mindful of their flesh, that they live this flesh life even though they know that the spirit is rebuking them, but yet they suppress it. So they suppress that voice. So slowly they allow their flesh to overcome the voices of the spirit.
好，那这样基督徒的问题就是常败军，常常在失败里面，常常在求主的宝血在洁净。那就是保罗在罗马书的七章二十一节说到二十三节说的。
And so for these kind of Christians, they are like the constant failures that they fail and come back to before the Lord again, and they fail again, and so it has almost become a habit now. So in Romans chapter,
我们打开一下罗马书七章二十一节到二十三节，我们读一下这段。
So if you turn to Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 23.
好，罗马书七章二十一节啊，这边开始。
So, Romans chapter seven verse.
好，我们从中文开始，那英文、so、英文待会再念哈。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律，和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
So, Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. I found then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is in my members.
好，所以这样子的话呢，久而久之变成一个习惯了。习惯以后呢，就圣灵的感动就慢慢少了，你就变成在这个习惯里面。所以呢，基督徒在肉体的生活，就属肉体的有两种，一种是不知道，因为他还不清楚、不认识；一种是知道了，但他却是不管，却是抗拒。这样子的话就比较危险。
So, because of that, they kind of make this allow this to become like a habit that they constantly suppress the spirit, the sound, the voice of the spirit. And so, from this, you can see that there are two types of Christians. One is somebody who just doesn't know what the spirit is saying, and then there's the other is they heard the spirit, the voice of the spirit, but yet they chose to actively suppress that.
所以就只要基督的十字架，只要基督。背十字架替我死，他的罪来洗净我的罪就好了，我可以上天堂。但是不要什么，不要背十字架跟着主，就是我不要来背十字架，就是这个问题在这里。
So this you can see that these type of people is that they want the cross from Christ so that their sins could be forgiven, but yet they do not want to carry their own cross to follow him.
好，那个是讲到第三章一到三节说的。那我们现在要看比较重要的是属灵的人，什么是属灵的人
？And so that's talk about chapter 3 from verse 1 to 3. But now let's turn to a more important topic is the spiritual man. Who is the spiritual man?
好，那么二章的就是我第一点叫做知道神的事情啊。那在第二章的十跟十一节里面呢，就讲到这个重点。
And so break into several parts. The first part is talk about knowing the matters of God, knowing the thoughts of God. So this is in chapter 2, verse 10 through 11.
好，第十一节他说，除了在人里头的灵，谁知道神的事呢？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事的。
So verse 11 says, For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God.
换句话说，你要知道人的想法，你要成为一个人。那么动物是不能够明白人的想法。那一样道理，你要知道神里面心里想什么，神的心中的奥秘的事，那你必须要神的灵才能够明白。他的意思是这样子。
And so basically what it's saying is that to know the thought of man, you need to have the spirit of man. That's why animals can do not understand man because we don't share the same spirit. So by the same token that if we want to understand the thought of God, then we also need the spirit of God.
好，所以他这边知道说，我们可以知道神，因为是有神的灵啊，这是十一节的重点。那么十二节的重点是什么呢？他说呢，我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
And so that was chapter 11, and then, I'm sorry, that was verse 11. And verse 12, it says, Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God.
所以十一节告诉我们说，我们为什么可以知道呢？我们基督徒为什么跟世上人不一样呢？因为我们有神的灵，第一点。第二点是我们可以知道什么事呢？知道神开恩赐给我们的事。很多神的事情很多，但是神只要把救恩有关系的让我们明白。把隐藏的这个部分隐藏的告诉我们，因为神的奥秘太多了，我们人不可能明白那么多。那神把要开启给我们的，我们有神的灵，就会知道神要启示的。
So here, in verse 11, it tells us what separates us from the man of this world is because we have the Spirit of God. And then in verse 12, it tells us that, and through that, because once we have that, God revealed His mystery. To us, especially about salvation, because God is full of mystery. There are too many mysteries, so He chose the mystery of salvation to reveal to us.
好，所以简单的一句话就是，我们可以得救基督徒，我们可以知道神救人的目的是什么。神救人不是只要我们上天堂，这是只是一个第一步。神要我们是能够长成像他儿子的耶稣基督的生命，就叫做预定我们得到荣耀，就是要我就像一个父母亲。你要孩子怎么样？期望他将来是长成什么样？这是意思是在这里，预定的意思是这个。
And so what this verse tells us that the purpose for God's salvation is not just so that we can go into heaven. Yes, but that's only the first step. But it's His will for us to become the image of His Son, and that's to ordain to receive glory.
啊，我们在第二章的第七节这边说啊，神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀。好，这个是讲预定，对不对？那啊
，In verse 7 it says, "But we speak God's wisdom in mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory."
那记不记得洞平在上一次啊罗马书的第八章那边讲到两个名词，一个说预先所知道的。人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子，预定我们效法他儿子的模样，就是耶稣的模样，这是讲预定。
And so if you recall, Brother Paul shared in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, it says that for those who he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
好，那第三十节说要叫他们得到荣耀，也就是说我们只有达到耶稣基督的生命的 身量的时候呢，才能够彰显出荣耀来。这就是讲到第三十节就跟着讲我们要达到那个荣耀。
And then in verse 30 is that in order to receive that glory we need to become like him.
那我再给你们看一下以弗所书 sorry not in that yeah, 以弗所书第一章的第五节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5.
好，那三到五节呢，就讲一件事情。神在创世以前就在基督拣选我们，要达到什么目的呢？第五节说的，又因爱我们 ，verse 5， 又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们怎么样？借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，儿子名分就代表什么呢？生命长成的，而且可以来跟爸爸。啊，跟你的父亲呢一起来管理产业，这个不是 baby 的，是要长大的。所以呢，神的预定的旨意是要我们怎么样，达到耶稣长成的身份，这是他的荣耀的目的。
So in chapter 1 verse 5 he says he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intentions of his will. And his will for us to receive his inheritance. The only way we could do that is if we could become the image of his son. That means we have matured and grown to that image.
因为我们把这个预定呢常用错，有些基督徒说 神预定他得到救恩，神没有预定这个救恩，所以那这个就没办法。不是的，神预定所有人都得救，但神的预定是说期望的意思，就像一个父母亲期望他的孩子要达到什么，要将来要做什么，这是预定这个词的意思。在圣经里面，预定不是用在说得救不得救的身上，不是的。
And so, oftentimes people sometimes misuse the word predestined. And so, in the way that it's used in Bible, it's not predestined doesn't mean that this person is predestined to be saved and that person is not predestined not to be saved. That's not what it meant.
圣经从来没有这个词说预定一个人不得救，从来没有这个字的。预定只是说预定我们要达到什么。达到儿子的名分，达到神荣耀的地步，这是圣经预定的词，这个用词。
And so in the Bible, it never used the word predestined to describe someone as predestined not to be saved. But the only use of this word is that God predestined us to grow into the image of His Son.
我们就会对神的预定、预知、预先知道，我们都搞混了，因为我们人是活在不能预定、不能预知的。我们在这个有限的空间，神是在空间之外。所以神今天看今天跟看将来是怎么样都成立的，因为神是在时间里面呢，他是可以这样的。所以神说成了就怎么样就成了。神说预先看到预先知道，是神有这样的能力，他可以预先知道，我们人没办法预先知道的，所以我们就不能明白预知预定是什么意思。
And so because of our own limitations, we oftentimes confuse the words for new and predestined, but to God He is outside of time and space, so to HimThings of now and things of future is the same to him. That's why he's able to foreknew things.
神可以在时间空间之外，所以神可以在任何地方同时出现。他可以在北京、纽约、西雅图，神可以无所不在，同时出现的。神可以在时间的昨天、今天、将来同时出现。所以对神来讲，没有分时间，过去、现在、将来，都永远是现在事。所以神看所有事情都完成了，这是神的。
And so that is one of the mystery of God that he, because he is not constrained by time and space, he could be everywhere all at the same time. He could be in Beijing, Shanghai, New York. He could be there at the same time. He could be there yesterday, today, and in the future. To him, it's just the present. So,
好，所以我们说第一点呢，属灵人能够什么知道神的事情，而且知道神奥秘的一些跟我们有关系救恩的事，而且知道神要把我们带到什么地步，而且知道神在教会里面要做成什么样的地步，这个叫神的永远旨意的问题。
And so, as the spiritual man, so that was the first point is that he knows the thoughts of God, and so he knows where God wants to take us to.
好，那么所以从十一节、十二节呢，就讲这件事情，就我们可以知道。为什么呢？因为有神的灵。那我们讲第二点是什么呢？第二点就有点比较这个翻译呢，因为这原文呢就本身就不是很清楚，那可以有不同的意思。好，我们看这里怎么写呢。
And so the second point is in verse 13, so it's a little bit tricky because the translation is a little bit imprecise.
因为很多不同的版本呢，就是有基本上归纳起来就是这两个意思了，就是这两个意思。
So, but there are different translations, there are different versions, but if you take a look at them and summarize of them, basically it's talk about these two things.
好，这个讲到就是说这个好，他说呢，将属灵的话解释属灵的事，或者呢，那中文你看这个和合本就写说，或者将属灵的事讲与属灵的人。
And so it's so first part says explain spiritual realities with spirit taught words.
这个就是第十三节的下半节那里，他说呢，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事，或者做将属灵的事讲与属灵的人。也就是这个翻译呢，在不同版本里面呢，就有这样的两个不同意思。有人翻这样子，有人翻那样子。
And also, it says that interpreting spiritual truth to those who are spiritual, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. So basically, in the different versions, it focuses on these two parts.
好，那你要不要练一下英文那个英文的这个？呀，你练一下。
So to read once again the different version of that basically that same as concept. Explaining spiritual realities with spirit-taught words. And then, so that's the NIV version. And then interpreting spiritual truth, so those who are spiritual, and so this is ESV version, and then combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words, this is the NASB version, and then lastly, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So this is a King James version.
King James 有点不一样，他说 compare 就是比较各种不同属灵的事情。你会去做比较，然后呢，从属灵的角度来做各种不同比较，所以 King James 又有点不太一样的翻译。
So the King James version is slightly different. It says comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So there's that comparison aspect to it.
好，那么好，那么呢，我就是想这个问题，怎么样来讲这个，怎么样把这段来告诉你们？我就在想，怎么样来 practical， 就是说，怎么样来把实际的。我们可以来操练呢、啊，就想这件事情。
So I've been thinking about how to explain this, to share this with everyone in a practical sense. How do we actually do this?
我想有两个重点。一个重点就是说，我们把神的话呢反刍，就像牛或者羊吃草，你吃进去以后呢，一直在反思，一直在思考，就叫做昼夜思想。
And so I think there are a couple of ways. The first one I'm thinking about is that we can continuously, it's almost like regurgitating, it's like, you know, cows, they re-chew the grass after they have eaten it too. So in that way, we constantly meditate upon these words day and night.
就是说我们有时候读神的话呢，你在有空闲的时候呢，就把神读过，今天读过的话呢，再想一想，再想一想，就思想几次，有时候你会得到一些个看见。
And so that means that, for example, if you have a moment, you know, a spare moment where you're sitting around and nothing to do, you could then think back to the words that you have read and just think. And sometimes you may have new discovery.
那有些时候你会想起一些发生的事情，想，哎呀，这些经文就是想我们发生过这个事情，好像就是这个经文就可以来帮助我来明白这个事情的发生，好像我自己可以得到益处，而不是得到。好像损害啦、受伤啦之类的，你就可以得到安慰了，有这样子的味道。
And sometimes when you do this, you may think of things that may have happened, and then you can associate with the passage that you read, and then you realize, oh, so that's is what's really happening, and so you can view this from a perspective of how you could receive you receive benefit from it, rather than thinking, oh, this particular event caused me harm or something.
好，所以这第一个重点就是我们要对神的话来作为思想，来反复的思想，这是第一点。第二点讲什么呢？那么在《使徒行传》里面说，将神的道给他们讲解更加详细。还有一个彼得前书三章十五节说，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。那我想就是这样子，可以试着我们对于慕道友讲救恩的事情，或者在我们查经班里面跟弟兄姐妹来试着把圣经我们来读一读，来分解，来带领，学习带领，也就是这有两个不同的对象。那么这个操练就是我们要讲，我们要去操练，整理思考，思考完以后呢，我们要能够讲出来，让人家能够明白。这是他讲的意思。
And then the second point is in Acts chapter 18, verse 26, is that to be able to explain more the way of God to someone. And then in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, it says to answer everyone with So 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. And so that means, so in a practical application, that could be meaning to explain to the gospel seekers about salvation, and or during Bible studies, you may be the leader in leading a Bible study. So all of this require you yourself to have an understanding before you could explain it to others.
那所以归纳起来，这一点是什么意思呢？要为主做见证。也就是我们要为主做见证呢，一定要有我们里面有这个神的话，而且可以讲出属灵的事情，用属灵的话讲出来。所以这个叫见证主，为主做见证，这是第二点。
So the second point basically is to summarize, it means being a testimony to give testimony for the Lord. And in order to do so, you yourself must have that inside of yourself first.
放在我们查经班里面，在查经带领上，不是要彰显我们的口才，不是要彰显我们的聪明，这都不是目的的，目的要见证主。
And so, in other words, that being a leader in a Bible study is not to show off eloquence, but rather is to give testimony to the Lord.
我每个人大概查经班都会有遇到这样，有些时候会有人 用世上的智慧的东西要来解释圣经的东西，有没有这样过？
常
常会这样子，那就走歪掉，那大家就不知道讲什么。
And being, so being in Bible studies, you probably have encountered these happenings where people try to use the wisdom of the world to explain the Bible. And if they do so, then the whole session will start veering off. I'm sure you probably all have this experience.
所以呢，我们要用主的话来见证主，这个东西我们就要消化过，而且我们要把它归纳，要把它给分析啊，综合，这东西就要很多的操练。那么这是第二项啊，我想是目的是在这里，这十三节。
As we are to use the words of the Lord to give testimony to the Lord, then we ourselves must first be able to digest the word first before we can share. And so I think this is the point of this is the second point.
好，那么第三点呢，我写到就是第五十五节，他说属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一个人能看透了他。然后呢，谁曾知道主的心教导他呢？但是我们是有基督的心的。
And so this in verse 15 and 16 says, "But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ."
好，换句话说呢，我们因为能够看透万事的，我们对属灵的事情眼光来看，对世界上东西来看，我们就知道它已经没有价值的。如果你对属灵的事情看重了，而且看到了，你对世上东西，你就会怎么样？很容易就觉得它不那么重要了。这是他讲的重点。
So if you appraise things from the spiritual perspective, you'll see that all the things of this world are not that important anymore.
啊，我们能够看透万事，看透人的心，不是说用这个去判断人，而去论断人，这不是他的目的。他目的是说，让我们这个人的心是什么样？很清醒的，我们这个人的心思意念不受到这个世界带着的漩涡呢进去的，我们可以很清楚的看到世界的轨迹，看到世界吸引我们，我们就会离开了。这是他的目的在这里。
And so the purpose of us being able to see past of the things of this world is see through the things of this world is not so that we could be judgmental on others, but rather that we could be alert.And when we view these things of this world, so that we may not be swayed by the happenings of this world and fall into its traps. So that's the main purpose.
所以保罗在腓立比书的第二章五节说，我们是有基督的心，对不对？他说我们要以基督的心为心，这是他讲的一句话。
And so that's why appearance in Paul in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, he says that we have the mind of Christ, and that's.And only then can you see things from his perspective.
然后在第三章啊，腓立比书三章八节，他说呢，他看万事为粪土，为要得着什么？基督。就是你把属灵的事情跟属世的事情来做个比较，那很容易你就知道哪一个重，哪一个轻了。这是不用人教的，只要你看见了，你就会。
And then in chapter 3 verse 8, he says, "And count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ."
好，那这样子的话，我们就知道，我们如果能够这样子的话，那在属灵的征战呢，就可以有得胜的经历。我们就看，再回到啊，罗马书的第七章。
And so if we could be like that, then we will have victory in spiritual warfare. So if we go back to Romans chapter 7,
我们就不会停在刚刚的二十三、二十四节。我真是苦啊！我们就不会停在那里，我们会往前。
So we won't stay at verse 23 and 24 and say, "Woe is me."
那我们就到二十五节，我们从二十五节我们要读到第八章的第二节这里。
So we'll read from chapter 7 verse 25 until chapter 8 verse 2.
好，年轻人要不要打开一下圣经？
The young people,
鼓励你们多翻圣经。
Young people, I highly encourage you to.
如果你手机也好，要是 paper 啊 copy 也好，我要鼓励你们多读圣经，多翻圣经。
I encourage young people to read more from the Bible. So feel free to open up the Bible to.
大卫，
在
读英文的话，你们大声一点，好不好
？So when we come to read in English, please read louder.
好，我们中文先开始啊。
Chinese first.
七二十五到八八至章二节，好，开始。感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律。如今那些在基督耶稣里就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
So Romans chapter 7, verse 25 to chapter 8, verse 2. Let's start. Verse 25. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself, with my mind, am serving the law of God. But on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death.
好，我们再读第二节，八章二节，我们中文、英文一起来，大声一点。
So let's read together once more, chapter 8, verse 2, English and Chinese together.
好，开始。
Begin.
因为是生命圣灵的律，在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。好，这节希望你们都可以背起来。
So、
是在圣灵里面的律，让我们可以得到释放。
So I hope that you can memorize this passage. It's the law of the Spirit that allows us to be free.
好，那这样说呢？难道一个属灵人都不会犯罪吗
？And so, because of that, does it mean that if is a spiritual man does a spiritual man never sins?
啊，不是的，保罗不是说一个属灵的人他就可以达到这个地步，他就可以达到完美的。他不会再犯罪了，不是，他不是这个意思。
But that's not what Paul meant. He doesn't mean that for a spiritual man, once he reaches this level, he shall never sin.
那主跟十二跟门徒在一起的时候，最后的晚餐不是帮他们洗脚吗？他说：“你们常常在世上沾染尘埃，所以要洗脚。”
And so even during the Last Supper, the Lord washed the feet of his disciples and saying that because you are in this world, you oftentimes are stained with the dirt and dust from this world. So that's why you need to wash your feet.
换句话说，一个属灵人，他也可能会在不小心没有警醒的时候呢，他犯了罪了。他在肉体的这个欲望里面，可能一时他会失脚的，会的。
And so it's true that even for a spiritual man that sometimes maybe he was not careful or he was not alert, he might have fallen as well.
这个是我们每一个人大概都有这个经历。我们是很多时候我们都是想要完全，但是我们的靠我们自己是没办法。那但是我们有一个差别在哪里呢？属灵的人跟属肉体差别在哪里？就是说属灵的人他会很快就警醒，他会很快就悔改，他会在这个里面呢，不会成为一个习惯，他会脱离，这个有点，你有经历就慢慢会有点概念。
But even if that's so, the difference between some of a carnal man and a spiritual man is that for a spiritual man, once he has sinned, he will be he'll be aware of it very quickly, and then he will turn back.
就如果你看大卫，大卫是合神心意的人，但大卫有没有犯罪？有的。但大卫差别是他有个柔软的心，他马上在神面前就悔改，接受神的审判这是他不一样的。
So for example, King David, so he is a man who's after God's heart. But even for him, sometimes he has fallen. But yet he has a humble heart. So once he has sinned, he knows to come back to God.
我这看到一个小孩子的这个主日学的教材，好像有画一个图章，我觉得这个还。可能有一点可以表达，所以我们稍微看一下这个。
So this is a graph I pulled from children's Sunday school teaching material. So I think this is pretty useful.
好，输血器人，刚刚讲二章十四节，输血器人是怎么样呢？是要自己救自己，根本不需要神拯救，或者说我有其他宗教行就是行善可以来救自己，他不需要耶稣拯救的，他自己搞定了。
So in the first icon, it shows the natural man, and
左边那个最左边那个
the natural man is all about saving himself, right? So or other if he believes in other religion, he thinks that I could save myself by doing good deeds. That's all I need.
有人说条条大路通罗马，你们信你们的，我们信我们的。这很常常有宗教的人，他就会有别的宗教的人，他就会这样子的讲法。
So oftentimes other religions try to use the term like all roads lead to Rome as a way to persuade others that their religion also lead to salvation.
尤其我们像台湾，如果那些原来很多信传统佛教的，他就常这样认为。什么信耶稣就可以得救，这样太容易了，他们不相信这个，他们说我们要行善，我们要来行善积功德，这样我们得到永生，得到天堂，这是应该的，我们应该要去做的，这是他们的想法。
And so also, that may also make me think about oftentimes the the Buddhists in Taiwan, that they believed, people who believe in Buddhism, they felt that, oh, in Christianity, all you had to do is just believe and you're saved. That's too simple. That's too easy. We don't believe that. We believe that we need to work hard, do good deeds, build up our karma, and then we'll go to heaven.
那有人呢也相信有神, 但是呢, 不相信耶稣基督是成为我的救主, 不相信耶稣是跟神, 啊, 神的儿子, 是没有罪的人。 也有这样的人, 他很难接受耶稣基督是我的救主。 啊,
and then there are others who believe in God, but then refuse to believe that there's Jesus, refuse to believe Jesus Christ.
就像犹太人，他们是相信神旧约，但不相信耶稣是弥赛亚，是救主，他们还在等弥赛亚，这个他也没办法。
For example, the Israelites, the Jews, they believe God, Jehovah, but they refuse to believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
那有一些是无神论的，根本不相信有神，只相信我自己。
And then there's the atheists who do not believe in any God at all. They only believe in themselves.
那就会发展出很多人的智慧、人的逻辑、人的这个哲学。 那么很多各种不同的历史上就告诉我们有这些。
And from that develops, from the atheists, and it comes to they develop humanly worldly wisdom, worldly philosophies.
那右边那个呢是叫属肉体的，就是婴儿，就基督里面为婴儿的。
And so on the right,
on my
right hand side is the carnal carnal man, who's like the infant.
那就是说，耶稣基督拯救我，所以我可以进天堂，那很好。但是呢，我自己生活，我自己来搞定，神你不要管。And
so they believe that Jesus Christ saved me, so I could go into heaven. That's great. But then in terms of my life on this earth, then that's up to me to save myself.
就是有关要进天堂属灵的事情，神我听你的；有关地上的事情。 神你听我，我自己来搞定。
So in other words, anything that regards to things in the heaven, I'll listen to you, God. But anything that has to do with things of this world, I'll listen to myself.
好，那么好，以色列有三个建国开始有三个王，我们稍微可以知道这三个王呢，其实就是有一点劣势可以让我们明白一下。
And so the nation of Israel, when they first started, there was just three great kings, and I think through them we could kind of understand these three different kind of men as well.
他们这三个王呢，都各做王40年。
And so all these three kings, they ruled for 40 years. They each ruled for 40 years.
那扫罗是一个被神弃绝的人，所以扫罗是属于一个属血气的人。他对神的事情是不关心的，他对神的事情是无所谓的。他重要的在哪里呢？ 要他的王位的问题。
So King Saul, he is someone who is forsaken by God, for he cares not for matters of God. All he cares about is just how to be king.
好，那么第二个人就是叫大卫。大卫是合神心意的人。大卫有犯罪，但是大卫不一样，他心柔软，他是凡事要来照着神的心意要去行的人。
So and then secondly is King David. He is someone who seeks after the will of God. So but even he still sinned, but then yet he has a soft heart, a repentful heart. So from that definition we can say that King David is a spiritual man.
那么第三个呢，所罗门呢，他是被神使用建造圣殿，神也向他显现过两次。 他也曾经就不求别的，只求智慧，为了神的百姓啊，所以他有心向着神的。And
then comes King Solomon. So he was in charge of building God's temple, and he even asked for wisdom from God. So he is definitely has a spirit inside.
那圣经也说呢，一个做王的呢，要把神的律法他要读的。那所以我相信所罗门应该读过神的律法的。 就是摩西五经，他应该读过。但是呢，摩西五经里面有讲，《生命记》说，做王的不可以怎么样，不可以娶很多嫔妃，不可以从埃及买马匹，不可以请让你的弟兄当奴仆，一大堆的限制的。做王不可以做这个，不可以做那个。And
so, as a ruler, as a king, that they must read the laws of God, and I'm sure Solomon had read that, and I'm sure he also read all the books from Moses as well. But yet, in those books, it said that as a king, you cannot take on concubine from other nations or worship idols.
好，那么所罗门呢，每一个都犯了。你去看他，几乎每一个都犯了。
But yet, King Solomon broke pretty much every one of those rules.
那他犯了不是说犯一天，然后哦神跟我讲了就会，不是的，是这么多年，他一直到晚年，基本上所有门都在这个罪里面。
And it's not just one day or two days, but rather all these years he constantly sinned.
所以变成一个什么习惯了，变成神的话已经不再对他说了。他有智慧，有一大堆智慧，但是呢，神的话已经不能进到他里面。
And this has become a habit for him, to a point that God no longer speaks to him. He still has a lot of wisdom, but God no longer speaks to him.
所以我想，我自己这样归纳，他大概是属于这个属肉体的基督徒，大概可以这样说。但最后所有们还是得救的，因为圣经告诉我们，他还是晚年悔改的。
And so to me, I feel this describes a carnal man. But luckily, in towards his end of his life, Solomon turned around. And he was saved.
所以很可惜，就是所罗门如果不这样子的话，那以色列国就不分南北两国。以色列啊，那么可以更强大，神可以用以色列成为万国的见证。就所罗门很可惜，他可以成为很好器皿，但却是最后啊被神惩罚审判，神向他发怒，甚至说神向所罗门发怒。
And so it was unfortunate because if King Solomon wasn't that way, that God wouldn't have have wrath towards him, and that caused the nation to eventually to split into the northern and southern kingdom.
好，我们现在没有很多时间，我就大概讲一下。那我们怎么操练呢？就我们刚刚讲的这几个重点是圣经，但是我们怎么去操练它呢？我想第一个是，我认为第一个是奉献的生活。基督徒你一定要认有个承认说，主啊，我是属于你的。
And so how do we actually, so now we talk a lot, but how do we actually do this in our daily lives? What's the practical application for us? So I think the first point is that we must live a life of sacrifice as a Christian.
圣经里面讲了叫分别为圣，就是把一个东西呢，或者头生的呢，牲畜呢，献给神的时候呢，是带到圣殿，然后归给神，主人变成神的。其实他这个动物从家里带到圣殿没有两样的。只是他今天身份不一样的，一到圣殿以后呢，主人是谁？是神。从今以后，这一头牲畜呢，就是分别为圣。那一样，基督徒，只要你在心思意念里面认为说，主啊，我是属于你的，在神面前你说，主，我是属于你的。
So just as in the old days when people lead animals to be sacrificed on their own behalf in the temples, today as Christians we say to the Lord, Lord, we are yours.So we have separated ourselves and offer ourselves as a sacrifice to Him.
只要我们这样子承认的话，神就有主权在我们这个身上，他就会来摸我们、带我们，而不是靠我们自己说我要立志，主啊，今天我不犯这个、不犯了，这样是永远行不通的。这是我个人的经验。
And then only then, when we offer ourselves up like this, then God can rule over us and can direct us in our path. And so that's been my experience.
好，那第二点呢，就是要愿意付代价，因为你一旦有这样的心智以后呢。你会遇到要付代价的东西，要舍弃。我们不是要得到，是要舍弃。基督徒要学的就是要舍弃。那这个是跟世界上不一样。我们刚开始信主都希望什么？来信耶稣，我们可以得到这个，得到那个。但慢慢久了越知道，你是要舍掉。
And then also, we need to be ready to pay the price in spiritual warfare. And so, in the beginning, as Christians, as we first become believers, we constantly just take, take, take. But then.As you mature, you learn to be able to give things up.
好，那么第三点呢？我想就是说要行在光中，就是我们常常读神的话，因为如果你没有神的光来光照你，没有神的圣灵用神的话来光照你，我们就会迟钝的。你知道我们意思吗？就是那个生命就会迟钝的。所以很重要就是我们要来读神的话，有系统读神的话，那么常常去思想。
And thirdly is that we must walk in the light, that we need to know the truth of the Holy Spirit and be bathed in the light of God's words. And otherwise, without that light, we'll be slow to react.
好，刚刚是一个原则问题，一个是 principle。下我讲更具体的例子，说给你们听一下。
So that's the principle of how a practical application. So now I'd just like to give you some specific examples.
第一个你要检查自己，就是我信主以后呢，我有没有喜好的东西改变。还是我跟原来喜好的东西一模一样，你要先想这个。
After you become a believer, think about whether there are anything that you liked, your preferences have changed after you become a Christian.
不管基督徒非基督徒，在这个世上每个人都什么忙得不得了。
So whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, Everyone is super busy nowadays.
那我们忙，我们的时间，我们的金钱到底花在哪里呢？这我们在思考，到底花在跟神有关系的呢，还是跟神没有关系的？我追求的是跟神有关系呢，还是跟神没有关系的？这是我们要思考的，就是第一个，你喜欢的东西、人事物呢，有没有改变？
And so we must think about where we dedicate our time resources to. Are those things, are we dedicating things, this time and resources to things related to God or things that are not related to God?
好，第二点就是说，你的喜爱、你的爱跟你的喜乐跟世界上一样不一样？我们打开啊，约翰福音的十五章看一下好了。
And also, let's turn to John chapter 15.
啊，我们第十五章的第十节。十一节这两个地方。
So, verse 10 to 11.
好，约翰福音的十五章，
John chapter 15,
打开一下十五章。我们从第十节开始看哈。
Verse 10 to 11.
好，他说：“你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。”
10 verse 11, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full.
好，我让你们看一下一个字，就是第十节里面讲说，要藏在我的爱里。
And so pay attention to in verse 10, it says, abide in my love.
第十一节说，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。
And then verse 11 says, my, so that my joy may be in you.
好，那你要知道爱这东西呢，圣经啊，在约翰一书里面说呢，凡从神所生的就有爱，对不对？凡是没有爱的，就是不认识神。
And so, on this matter regarding love, in 1 John, it says, all those who are come from God will have love, and those without love did not come from God.
那我们想想看，有没有一个人是没有爱的？我们生下来基本上都会爱，你会爱你的家人呢，你会爱你的孩子，也就是我们都会爱的。
So think about this in your own life. Do you not love? You, of course we do. We love our family. We love our children.
C.S. Lewis 有一本书叫做 For Love， 四种不同的爱。C.S. Lewis 有一本这个叫 For Love， 四个爱的书。
So C.S. Lewis wrote a book called For Love.
我想我们前面三个爱我们都有了人对你好，你对他好，朋友、家人对你爱。你基本上就算不爱你也可能会爱他，那么夫妻之间呢也会有那种爱，这是情欲的爱，这是很就是我们都有爱。那圣经说没有爱的就不是，那我有爱啊，每个人都有爱啊，到底这个爱是讲什么呢？
And so in the book we all have the first three type of love, love between friends, because you know they're good to you, so you've been good to them. And then family love, so you love your family. And then also there's the third type, the love between spouses.
所以我们就要来讲，圣经里面讲的是叫神来的爱 ，divine love， 就是 C.S. Lewis 讲的第四种爱，就是这个爱是不是我们天然本性有的，是本性没有的这个爱。
So the fourth type of love is called divine love. So that is something that comes from God. It's not something that's natural in our nature.
那么主为这样，主耶稣跟那个斯提凡，使徒行传里面斯提凡，就是为逼迫人怎么样，为他祷告，我们。大概在教会里面碰到一个人批评我们的，我们大概就爱不下去了。
And so in the Bible we recall that how Lord Jesus Christ prayed for those who are persecuting the brother Stephen at that time. For us, it's a very hard lesson to learn, because any time even if we have conflict within church, in our own church, we find it very difficult to pray for that other person.
所以呢，圣经说呢，叫我的藏在我的爱里面啊。神说，凡父所生的，他就有爱。这个爱呢，我们要去思考，到底我今天我这个人呢，我成为基督徒，我还是一样的天然的爱吗？还是我有超越的那种爱？我们在教会里面，在家庭啊，在世上生活，我们有没有办法学习有神的爱？这个是我们要操练的，这个就是果子，这个叫果子，这个叫长存。
And so this talking about abide in his love, so that we need to constantly think about whether we only have that first three type of love we're talking about, or do we actually have the divine love. And so that having that divine love is the fruit, and it's everlasting.
好，那这个因为这个 这个题目太大，我们就不要讲。那喜乐也是一样，他说叫我的喜乐常常在你们里面。记不记得啊？主在地上受逼迫啊，他去传福音，人不信，他还是什么？他里面还是有喜乐涌出来。这个就这种喜乐是长存的果子，是我们这个人没有的。我们这个人是看环境，环境一顺我们就喜乐了，环境一逆进来我们就愁眉苦脸，我们这个喜乐就不见了。圣经要我们要超越这个，这个叫主的喜乐啊。那这些东西就是我们要去操练的。
And then also there's the joy from our Lord. So that it says, he said in verse 11, so that my joy may be in you. So this is eternal. Normally, we, in terms of joy, we oftentimes are affected by things around us. But then this joy from him is eternal, it's everlasting. And remember Jesus, when he went to preach and maybe the city will not receive him, that's fine, because in him, he still, inside of himself, he still has that joy.
另外一个就是向神柔软的心。我们有些人呢，做人很柔软，但对神呢是很刚硬的。有没有这样子的？
And so, another next one is to have this soft heart. For a lot of us, we may have this soft heart towards others, but to things of God, we have a very hard heart.
那圣经告诉我们说，要向神有柔软的心。
And then, but then the Bible tells us that we need to have this soft heart towards God.
用温柔的心回答众人。
And to reply to everyone with gentleness.
但对真理的事情不能妥协的，我们就要坚定，就是我们不再柔软了。我们这时候就是要坚定。所以它有不同的，就向着神的事情，我们要柔软。
But we must hold fast to and hold on to our opinions in terms of things related to the truth.
那神责备我们，或者借着弟兄姐妹或者教会的带领的人来责备我们，我们要怎么样？我们要在神面前学习柔软，就是我们要学习在神面前先省察我们自己。这是我觉得我们不要马上对责备就产生一种刚硬的心，这个是一个危险。
When God uses others around us to rebuke us when we're wrong, we must have this humble heart and we must have this humble heart and not be on the defensive when somebody is rebuking us.
好，所以我希望弟兄姐妹操练，一个是爱，一个是喜乐，一个是你有没有柔软的心。那这个是神要的果子，希望各位可以常常操练。
So the practical matter is that God wants us to have love, joy, and have this soft heart towards Him. And so this is a matter of just our daily lesson, daily study.
好，我们做结束祷告。
Let's end with prayer.
主，我们再次献上感恩，因为你是做工，你是奇异要来拯救我们的神。
Lord, once again offer our thanks for you are a God who works, who does miracles.
主，我们今天不管在什么样光景，我们也许得救，但是我们没有达到你自己要我们的生命的丰富。主啊，你今天再次圣灵来向我们说话。
And we want to thank you for saving us, and no matter where our spiritual condition may be, that when you do work on us, so that we may rise to the level that you want us to be and speak to us.
主，我们还没有向你奉献，说我们是属于你的。借着今天再一次说，主，我们是属于你的。
And Lord, if we haven't offered ourselves up yet and say, Lord, we belong to you, maybe today we offer ourselves up and say,
因为知道我们的生命在你的手上比较安全，在我们的手上，我们会毁了我们的一生。
For we know that when we offer our life into your hands, we are saved, but in our own hands, it's headed toward destruction.
主，我们也为还没有得救的还在慕道的，主，你赐给他们有个柔软的心，能够来单单的来信靠你。
And for those who have not been saved yet or who are still gospel friends, we pray that you will give them a soft heart so that they may accept you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
Oh, praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, 好，那我们现在。